Today we're beginning lesson 73. We're going to learn about the birth of Yishmael. This is the final topic, subject in topic 5, Hagar and Yishmael. We're finishing up chapter 16. We're going to learn verses 13 through 16, Perek Tes Zayin, Psukim Yud Gimel to Tes Zayin, in the Simonim Tanakh, page 21, about 5 lines from the bottom. Vatikra shem Adonai hadover eleha ato el roi ki amra hagam halom roi siacharei roi al kein kara la be'er be'er lachai roi hine vein kodesh uvein bored vate led hogor l'avram bein vayikra avram shem beno Asher yoldo hagar Yishmael, the Avraham ben shmonim shana v'sheish shanim, peled es hagar es Yishmael li Avram. Notice the margin on Tes Vav says ledas Yishmael, the birth of Yishmael, and under that is year 2034. This is 1 year after Hagar had married Avram. Let's look at the Psukim inside, Pasuk Yud Gimel. After Yishmael has encountered these angels, Vatikra Shem Adonai, and she called the name of the All-Merciful God. It's not really God, but the angels that Hashem had sent them, so they represent Hashem. Those angels had Dover Ela that spoke with her. The name she gave her realization of how Hashem works is Ato, you are El, a God Ro'i that sees. You are a God that sees. In other words, you see the misery and humiliation of the afflicted. That not only, as you see, Kiyom Rab, because she said to herself the following, Hagam would also, Halom, hear, Ro'isi, I would see, God's angels? Would I even see God's angels here, even in the desert? Acharei, after Ori, I had seen them already in Avram's home. In other words, she was used to seeing angels in Avram's home. The proof to that is that we know in another story in the Tanakh, when an angel came to Manoach and his wife, the parents of Shimshon, and when the angel came that one time, they were so terrified, they were trembling. That was one time. And here, we've already explained that Hagar has seen 4 angels. Why is she not terrified? The answer is she's used to seeing angels in Avram's house. So she figured, yes, of course, God appears in a tzaddik's home. But now I came to the understanding that although I know I'm not a tzaddik because I'm going to have a Yishmael, but still Hashem bothers to see what's going on in the desert with one person so far away. That became her appreciation of what Hashem was. And therefore, later in time, when this fountain of water would be dug up into a well, people would remember what happened here and therefore would later on in time name this place the following, Yudalad. Al-Kain, therefore, Kara La-Be'er, this well was called later in time, the name was called Be'er, the well, Lachai, of the living one, Ro'i, appearing to me. It was the well of the living God who sees me. And where is this well? Hine bein Kodesh uvein Bored, between 2 places, between Kodesh and Bored. Tesvav, vateled Hagar la'Avram bein. So now she returns back, and Hagar gives birth to a son to Avram. Vayikra Avram, and Avram called Shem beno, the name of his son. Yishmael did not tell him that the Malach says the name of Yishmael, but rather Avram through divine inspiration, he came to his own understanding, Asher Yoldo Hagar, which the one that Hagar gave birth to him. What did he call the name of the son? Yishmael. He called him Yishmael. Now the Torah, just as an afterthought, as it were, Tezayin ve'Avram, and Avram was ben Shmonim Shana. He was 80 years old, v'sheshanim in 6 years. He was 86 years old. Beled es Hagar, when Hagar gave birth, es Yishmael to Yishmael, Avram to Avram. Why is the Torah have to tell us he's 86 years old? Number 1, to let us know that Hagar conceived immediately. soon as she come back, again, she conceived him. Because remember, Avram was 75 when the parsha began. 10 years later, they're married. She's 85. He's with Hagar when he's 85. And then she has the child later, 86. Also, we'll see later when the Torah says that Avram's 99, when he and Yishmael are circumcised, it says something to the merit of Yishmael. But only now that we know when Avram was 86, it means when Yishmael was circumcised, he was 13. And he's willing to be circumcised even though he was 13 years of age. Question 1. Eiza shem kara Hagar lamalach shediber ito. What name did Hagar give to the malach that represented Hashem that spoke to her? She named it Ato El Roi. 2. Mikara lami velama Ato Kel Roi. Who called to who and why Ato Kel Roi? Yishmael called to the malach. And why Ato Kel Roi? To say that you are the God who sees. Ato, you are Kel, the God who sees, meaning sees even those that are very far away, the humiliated ones in a very desolated place. 3. Targem Halom. What does the word Halom mean? Halom means here. 4. Lama Kora Shem Lamach Ato Kel Roi. Why did she call the Malach Ato Kel Roi? Bayer explained. To say that not only does Hashem see what goes on in the tzaddik's place, but even Hashem sees what happens to those in the desert who don't want to be found, and Hashem still will, because of His kindness, will try to find them and help them out. 5. Ketzad karla makom shebo dibar malach Hagar. What's the name of the place where the malach spoke to Hagar? Later time it was called Be'er Lachai Roi. 6. Lomanikra Be'er Lachai Roi Bishmar. Why wasn't given its name? Be'er, a well was dug later. Be'er Lachai, to the living one or of the living one, Roi, who appears who appeared to me. 7. Bein Elishtei Eros Nimtza Be'er Lachai Roi. Between what cities is Be'er Lachai Roi? Between Kodesh and Bored. 8. Aleza Mokam Nemer Hinei Bein Kodesh and Bored. Which place is called between Kodesh and Bored? That's Be'er Lachai Roi. You should remember that name. It will come up again in a few parshios. So it's a good name to remember. 9. Ma kara Avram leben shenod lo mehagar. What did Avram call the son that was born to him from Hagar? He was called Yishmael. 10. Ben kama hoya Avram kishenod Yishmael. How old was Avram when he gave birth to Yishmael? And also, madua higid Torah eseh. Why did the Torah tell us this? Avram was 86 to tell us, number one, that Hagar again conceived immediately upon returning to Avram, and to show that later on we'll figure out that Yishmael was 13 and shows his merit that even at 13 he was willing to be circumcised. Let's read the Pesukim one more time from Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vatikra Shem Adonai Adover Eleho Ato El Roi Ki Amra Hagam Halom Roi Si Achare Roi Al Kein Kara La Be'er Be'er Lachai Roi Hine Vein Kodeshu Vein Bored Vate Eled Hagor Lavram Bein Vayikra Avram Shem Beno Asher Yolda Hagor Yishmael V'Avram Ben Shmonim Shana V'Shei Shanim Beled Es Hagor Es Yishmael Le'Avram. Okay, since it's Friday, you got a short class today. Please spend a few minutes reviewing this lesson and the entire week to review all 6 lessons through 68 through 73. And also check the website for the review sheet. Have a wonderful Shabbos.